Here we go.
I'm going to introduce ourselves.
Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Let's get over a little bit. Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Chatterbox.
Welcome to the Chatterbox.
Yes. How's it going? Should we do the whole episode like that?
Just whisper it all away.
Welcome.
That wouldn't get annoying.
Yeah.
Who are you, Mike?
I'm Mike. Oh. Hello, I'm Michael.
They should know already.
You may remember me from 2 months ago on the Chatterbox.
Hey, it was I think it was a month.
When did we go to Raleigh?
Right after. So we could talk about that.
Yeah, we could talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Let's see.
Let's see if Colleen's busy. Survivor's over. Get Colleen on the show.
Yeah.
And you're Rob. And
I'm Michaela. Rob. Yeah. Hi.
And I'm Michaela. Hi. Mike wanted us to start introducing ourselves.
It's probably a good idea. It's usually what people do in podcasts.
Yeah. And we're very sporadic. So that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
If you found your way here, how?
How did you do that? How is that possible?
That's very impressive. Good job.
Congratulations.
What dark trail has led you here? You must be one of the cooler kids.
I even have the document open tonight.
Right on.
Oh, prepared.
I'm actually allowed in the document so I can read it.
Tim will be pleased to know that his old man yells at cloud comic is still in it.
But still there.
I mean, he's the old man. His whole TV watching agenda is CBS.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you get much old? He might as well listen to the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday to Des, by the way. She turned 43.
Happy birthday, Des.
She was stoked about turning 43. Yeah,
she was pumped. I would call it pumped.
Super happy about turning 43.
But you know what, Des? It's better than the alternative of not turning 43.
That's a good point.
So, enjoy.
There are always bright spots.
There's got to be a silver lining somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, I got to clean up this area so goddamn bad.
My therapist tells me it's called reframing.
We have like a mess going on down here in the computer gaming area.
Oh, me too in my bedroom, which I am in right now. So I'm folding laundry.
Mostly my fault, although I'll blame Connor too.
Are they your toys or his toys?
It's mostly my trash and a pile of wires running from 18 different things to each other that get switched in and out. So,
when do we get to live in this wireless society we keep getting promised?
Well, some things you need wires for. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
All I know is one of these days my earbuds will stop getting caught on my rooster door handles in the kitchen.
On your rooster door handles.
It's very annoying every single 100,000th time it's happened. You think I'd learn, but I don't.
Oh, so, Christ. John is watching wrestling. John
Hi,
Sterling.
John.
It's hard to watch WWE SmackDown and listen at the same time. I could do a Vince McMahon impression. I haven't seen wrestling in a while, so I assume he still sounds exactly the same.
Yep, that was kind of sure sad, did. That China, we lost China. That was sad.
That's right, China died. Didn't somebody else die?
A lot of people died. Can't even keep track anymore.
I know, we need a tally.
Prince died.
Prince.
Yeah, the same day as China. For some reason, I thought that was before that. Oh, yeah, well, it had to be before that, because we listened to Prince on the way down to Raleigh. Right. Or it was on.
Yeah, yeah.
All the stations.
We don't know because you guys said you'd do some road trip videos but never did. So.
We did tons of videos. They're all posted. Yeah. You can check those out. There over at that place and you'll see them.
How sad is it when you just want to see other people's vacations? Take me somewhere.
No, we went to downtown Raleigh, which was pretty nice actually.
Nice. nice.
Well, I assume that was mostly downtownish, right?
Yeah.
There was some. Yeah, it was cool. That was where the barbecue place was, and there was some little.
The crankshank brewery. Ooh,
crankshaft?
Crankshaft.
Is that what it was? There's a good little brewery across the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a chocolate place.
I should go in there, Rob. I don't know.
It was something about cranking.
It had to be crankshaft because it was bicycle stuff in there and bicycle cranks and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The chocolate place next door was pretty good. I don't think you went in there, but it was
very good.
No. Yeah, it was actually very good. No, Raleigh was a good time. I'm trying to remember. Oh, it took us forever to get down there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. We got stuck in traffic south of D.C. Mm. That was nice. It was like a 10-mile backup. Nice. So that was good times.
Oh, we did the escape the room thing.
Oh, yeah, we did escape the room.
How was that?
Hard as shit.
It was really hard. We didn't do it.
You failed.
We had a detective in the room and we couldn't do it.
Good point.
Jeez.
Well, you know, he's getting a little old, though.
He's getting a little old.
Yeah. Sure, he's losing his edge. He's in it.
His eyes aren't as good.
He's one day away from retirement. Watch out. Oh man, you know, escape the room was really hard. The final part of it was I won't spoil anyone.
Oh my god,
but man,
oh yeah, that last thing,
there
like,
was no way in hell we were getting that.
Yeah, I was thinking like, come on, that's a little too like,
yeah,
no, like that's ridiculous.
I think, but
is there
if you
any,
were
like, puzzles and stuff they ask you to
yeah
do?
Yeah, we thought we were doing well. What, like the first half hour we were really cruising, right?
Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff in there that like didn't quite makes sense, and then yeah. but we figured out some stuff, and like I think by accident,
yeah,
accident. Right, clues. We're just like, oh, this is probably this, you know. So yeah, the one really cool thing was like there was like these two handles at either end of the room, and I figured out that we had to join hands and like create like a connection between the two. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and then the wall like opened, and there was like another room.
Yeah,
and
that was, like, that was cool. Pretty cool. Yeah,
that was.
How hippie-ish. Everybody join hands and the doors were open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you all have to sing Kumbaya?
May as well. Yeah, I think the only way you really could have finished is if you were a group of people who does escape rooms regularly.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
then you would know then more what to look for, I think.
I think most of us had never done it before, so we really didn't know what to expect. I think we could have, if we would have found like the one last number, we could have guessed the final number.
Probably, yeah, because we were punching in the code at the end to try and get out the door.
If we had like 20 more minutes, we probably could have gotten it. But
we definitely were not looking at the ceiling and figuring it out, though.
No, I mean
that was ridiculous.
No. There was like hidden messages on the ceiling, but it was like
in black light. You had to use her.
Yeah.
So you have to use all of it, perspective and everything, right? Like if you lay on the floor, well, it's obvious because that's everything you see.
I hated the stew. There were like these Big Bang Theory bobbleheads.
Yeah.
And like we kept trying to make sense of them, but it's like, I think this show sucks.
Nobody watches the show. We didn't know what the hell they meant.
You phone a friend.
John insulted the workers there.
Oh.
Well, he was actually trying to insult Colleen, but he ended up inadvertently insulting the workers. It worked out okay. They were kind of weenies anyway. What else did we do? Oh, we did the brewery, or the tour of the MIMS distribution company was fantastic.
Oh, the distribution was awesome.
Yes, that was killer.
Huge place, really nice.
Just I was blown away. I was impressed. They have a nice big distribution center for all the, they do what, like 40% of the Raleigh Triangle area or whatever it is. All the taps there and stuff. So they have they just had a great facility. And we played some pool and ping pong and shuffleboard and drank some beers upstairs. They have a bar area upstairs in their like conference room.
Tasting room, they call
No. They have like, well, I guess it is a tasting room, but it's also their conference room for work. Yeah. It looked like, but it was nice, really well done. Beautiful facility. We did not go to the Iceplex at all this year.
That must have felt strange. Yeah.
No,
we missed dinner, but we ended up eating at another place, which was pretty solid.
That was good.
You found the
noodle
hotel.
Place. Yeah,
it was all good.
Well, there was the 5-star Super 8 you guys stayed at.
Oh God,
it was actually a nice Super 8 though, right?
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It was just finding they had trouble finding his reservation or something.
Oh, that's right. When we got
checked in, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it's still a motel.
Yeah, it was. But, yeah, it was somewhere to sleep. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't too bad. Yeah.
We stayed up the road. I forget where we stayed. Some other place.
Yeah.
No, it was a good weekend. Our friend Allison, we took Robin to Philly and ate, and our friend Allison thought he was our son. So that was disappointing. I'm not sure why she thought that.
Man, Connor grew up real fast.
I haven't had a chance to ask her that yet.
Was she drunk?
No, she was serving us. We were eating. It was $10 for a beer and a burger, right?
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was good. Yeah. we showed Rob the wonders of parking in South Philadelphia.
Oh my God, it's absolutely insane.
Where people literally park.
Cars just literally park in the middle of the street, like
in the turning lanes and everything.
In the in the turning lanes and everything. Like,
and nobody gets a ticket.
Chaos.
We drove back, which was harrowing again. Let's see. Was it better, right? Coming back.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad.
It was long, but it wasn't like the way down where we hit that crazy trap. And it was pouring rain on the way down too. That was double whammy.
Yeah. Oh, and on top of all this shit, right before this, someone smashed into my car, so I couldn't drive to Mike. I had to take the train.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I had to take the train from New York to Philly to meet up with Mike just to keep on driving. So it was a lot of traveling for me. A lot of traveling.
And it took you what? Like an extra 4 hours or five hours
like
to get 12 home?
12 hours total of like traveling.
You texted me at like 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh my God, you're just getting home.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like worst timing.
I don't think they've had a chance to actually do the
podcast
yet. But we all had a good weekend. It was a good time seeing everybody again.
Yeah.
John was there. Who's supposed to be coming here for? I'm trying to convince to come here for Beer Week, which is like in a week.
that would be fun.
Jamie, who was banned, was there. Connie was there, which was awesome, and Jamie was there too. And Nick obviously was there. Dan was there. I'm trying to think who was there.
Well, we know Colkey was there because I couldn't buy a hotel reservation.
Colk was there, obviously. Jay was there.
Colleen was Jay there. And Colleen were there.
They were there. Got my mind is like fried right now. Yeah, there were other people there as well. Zoe was there.
Getting friendly with John.
Yeah. Chip and Sarah from MIMS, they always go out to San Diego every year also, and they have a podcast. I don't know if they still do it or not, Tales from the Cask, which is a beer podcast, which I heard is very good.
I happen to know some people who might be interested in that.
Yeah. So no, it was a good weekend. It was a very good weekend. We drove down Friday, and drove back Sunday.
Yeah,
that is a short trip.
Yeah,
it's a long travel.
Worth it.
It's not too bad. Yeah,
it's basically like I had 24 hours total of traveling.
Ouch. Well, at least our friends are worth it.
Yeah, no, it was good because we got to see everybody, and it was a good time. Yeah. I really liked the escape room. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. I wanted to do one of those here in New York, but I've never gotten to. But maybe I'll force my friends to do one.
Yeah, Kyle did one. I don't, but she never reported as to whether she got out of the damn room after making fun of us for not getting out of the room.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Probably she probably didn't because she would have rubbed in her face.
Actually, that's a good point. If she had gotten out of the room, we would have never heard the end of it.
Did they take a picture of you at the end holding up a sign of whether you've passed or failed?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I think that's a pretty generic thing they do. Yeah. There's
so
one
just ask to see her picture. Say, twit pic, or it never happened.
There's one in Philly I wanted to do also, but it said it's like super challenging. And I'm like, oh my God, can it be harder?
Well, now you at least know what to expect, like what kind of things your brain needs to be doing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So.
Yeah.
I think they need to like rate them like, you know, this is like for people who haven't done it before or for people who like do these a lot. You know, I think they should kind of rate them.
Renee just got home.
Oh, hi.
For some reason, that sounded like Maggie. Maggie Mac.
I know. That's what I thought.
She's Maggie? Breaking in.
Maggie's taking over the world. Hi, Renee.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be better prepared the second time of an escape room than the first time.
Yeah, I think next time like we could do it. I think we're ready now. We know what to expect.
Yeah, you know what to kind of, you know, not that you're going to know which clues, but I think you'd have a much better chance getting through it.
Yeah.
You'd at least know to look up at the ceiling.
Yeah, well, you would know to go a little more outside the box.
Always look up the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Think outside the box.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys had fun.
So what have you been up to in Richmond, British Columbia, Vancouver area?
Growing vegetables.
Sweet.
That's pretty much.
Pretty good vegetables.
Lots of good vegetables. Like I was saying, it's going to be strawberry canning time soon. And the hops are like already about 8 feet tall.
Ooh, the hops.
The hops are doing really well. They're a crazy taproot though. You got to watch those buggers because they are invasive. They will take over your whole yard if you give them half a chance.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. There's already apples on the trees. Like they're not full size or anything, but we've had a really hot spring here and Mother Nature's taken full advantage of that. Sweet. So it's been summertime.
Yeah. We hit summertime 2 days ago. It was cold before that, which was awesome.
Okay. I already have a sunglass tan and a flip flop tan.
Oh, I have that, but that's because I'm always outside. But yeah, no, it's been like 55 to 60 and rainy for a while, but that was awesome because I've been running. So it's like, yes, nice weather. But then yesterday it was like, hey, you know what? It's going to be 90.
Too hot to run?
I ran, but man, I wanted to throw up for real.
That's a signal from your body, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I did take it easy, though. I didn't, I didn't go crazy with it.
That's good.
Yeah, eased back. So I didn't puke all over the place because that would have been unseemly.
Somebody would have gotten it on camera. It would have been on Facebook.
Probably. Yeah, would have been good.
We don't have a single moment anymore.
Yeah. Well, plus everybody's on edge where I run because it was like an assault there like a week ago or whatever. So everybody's on like
just a random assault on somebody who was running?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, how weird.
Well, it's weird. Random, yeah. It's a random event, of course, but because there's a trail that goes right through the woods, and I'm always kind of leery of running through there alone, and, you know, somebody was running through there alone and something happened. Not that, obviously, it's the person's fault around through there alone, but, you know,
pepper spray.
It's something where you would feel leery running through there alone, even though it's in, you know, it's not like, you know.
Think of those criminals as fitness instructors that are just trying to make you go faster.
Yeah, so. So that was fun. So, yeah, I actually ran the night it happened. And I was like, well, I might as well actually run through the park because it's going to be as safe as it's ever been because everybody's all over the place.
It's true. Cops are doing circles around.
No, John, that's not what happened. He said, I felt safe where others are assaulted. I can document where I was. For a fact, all right?
Yeah, running through the park. We've already heard that.
No, I was at work when it happened, so. Yeah, but like, later that night I was running and I was like, I just made sure I gave everybody a little extra room while running around the trails and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get out your rape whistle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel kind of bad for the homeless guys in the woods because I'm like, man, everyone's going to think it was them, and it probably wasn't. It was probably some jackass, you know, millennial.
Well, we've been having that problem around here. A lot of random sexual assaults in different parts of Burnaby and Vancouver, and it's just like, what the frick?
Yeah, that's what it did. I mean, this was completely random. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I assume, and the, you know, there's a big main trail that runs through the woods. It's like a, almost like a dirt road, basically, for access for them to do things in there and stuff, you know, repair stuff, things like that. And but there's all these little offshoot trails, but I mean, nothing is far from the road. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, like a mile to one, you know, you're talking to get to one busy road, it's like a, like 150 feet, and to get to another relatively busy road, it's like maybe 200 feet at the deepest part. So
these attackers are lazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is relatively dense, though. I mean, the wood is, you know, you're not going to see in there from the road, but the person could easily run, you know, or and get out of there pretty quickly, and nobody would notice. So, you know.
Scary.
Hopefully they catch them. Probably not, most likely, since they jumped a person from behind. So, I mean.
They caught the guys here. They caught three of them.
Yeah, I would
like all one time. It was like a gang or something, maybe.
Yeah, if it happened again, I mean, then you would have a little more. But you know, the person was attacked by from behind. I'm, you know, I don't know how well you would possibly see somebody in that kind of situation.
Goddamn millennials.
Yeah, I assume it was millennial. I mean, we blame them for everything, right?
Everything. It's their fault. Yeah.
I would say it's a baby boomer, but they're too lazy to do anything.
I was going to say, if you can't blame a baby boomer, you can always blame a millennial.
The baby boomers would have just burned down the park and put up a strip mall that nobody
wanted
to go to.
Wouldn't they have cut
anymore.
All the wood down, sold it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and then so blame their kids for doing it.
That's right. Yeah. And then they take out a high interest loan on, and build them all, and then their kids would have to
yeah
pay for it.
And then they would go bankrupt because nobody was going to the mall. So, do we have any
thanks baby boomers, you're the best.
Oh man. Oh, you know what else that happened today? This is a good thing. I found out a squirrel made a nest in the engine compartment of my truck and chewed on some wires.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that probably happens to every engine that gets parked in my yard.
Yeah, well, I don't use my
mice nest.
Yeah, because I don't use my truck very often. Like literally, I haven't started it in months. And then I went out there today. I'm like, you know, I should pop the hood, check everything. I popped the hood. I'm like, oh boy, I see like a big pile of leaves and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is not good.
They are so destructive.
They chewed a bunch of wires. Yeah. So I may have to replace the whole.
Wire
harness and stuff for the fuse boxes in there and all. I mean, it's an older truck.
It's an intermittent problem, so you'll never be able.
Well,
to
it, you know, it started. So you know, the only issue, like, it must have happened before because I did notice a few things happened that I'm like, that's weird. Why are these things not working?
Yeah.
You know, like the tachometer stopped working, and I'm like, that's odd. It just stopped working out of nowhere. Then the ABS light came on, and I'm like, that's weird. They must have been in there before that when I had used it, because it's not something I use that often. It's just it's an old truck I have sitting there. I use when I need it. And
yeah, you almost got to cover those. Yeah, it's hard because how do you keep them out?
I don't know. Yeah,
to build their house.
Yeah, and I can't like. It's not, I'm not gonna park it. I don't have a garage to park it in. Well, I have a garage, but I'm not wasting it putting my damn truck in there.
Yep, rodents, they are a problem.
Yeah, they got me. I assume those squirrels, though, I could tell by the nest, the style of nest.
Yeah, they're really super destructive. They love to build up.
Yes, yeah. Well, because there was giant sticks in there and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. What are you guys doing?
Well, I told you the one that stole the eyeball off my cherry tree.
Oh,
I have one of those faces on my cherry tree. Eyeball's completely gone. Pretty sure the squirrel's got a shrine to it somewhere. And then I made a thing out of like beads to hang in the garden to catch the light. And it was made out of fishing line. It snipped off a full strand of the beads and took them.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it's got a shrine to the eyeball.
Jeez.
That's what's happening. Damn squirrels. Mm-hmm. I have three of them in my yard.
Well, I actually had some music this time.
Ooh.
So I have my two summary albums that I've been listening to when I listen to stuff. So
I'm interested in your second one because I was supposed to go to the show.
I love it. So Case Lang and Veers, Nico Case, KD Lang, love. Obviously. And I don't know who Veers is. Who's Veers?
I don't either. And I was going to try to listen to some of her music before we went, but I don't think we're going now. So it's
awesome. Oh, really? I would love to go. So Best Kept Secret is like my jam for the summer. It's so summery, so light, you know, in case y'all like it. But it's like very surf-like, you know, like you feel like you're on the beach. Jamie might like this, actually. I know he's banned, but he might like it. And, you know, KD Lang has a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, I've listened to the whole album. It's actually on Apple Music, which I use. So, that's very good. I've really enjoyed it.
And I love Nico Case. I think I've heard anything she's ever put out.
I really like KD Lang, too, a lot.
Kitty Lang's a little harder for me. I'm not a big fan of the quality of her voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. And I don't know the other girl, but the first time I ever saw Nico Case, I didn't know a single lick of her music, and I got taken to see one of her shows at the Vogue in Vancouver. And I loved it, and so I went and like downloaded everything she ever went. I actually went and bought a CD at the store. There was such a thing. Radio store.
See, I love, was it Hymns from the 49th Parallel? KD Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love that. It's really good. That's like the cover album of Neil Young song she did.
So I was under the impression that this was just a show where there were three individual artists. So that is not the case.
No, they did an album. Yeah, they put out an album. Yeah. No, it's really good. I really like it. Yeah,
how do they divide up the singing?
They kind of bounce around. Different ones take different songs, and then they do some harmonies and stuff.
Interesting. I'm going to have to get that album, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then I've also been listening to Queen of Jeans, which is a Philly band. They're kind of like a 90s throwback kind of band, you know. There's probably a bunch of bands in every town like that, but I've been listening to some Queen of Jeans because I'm very young at heart, unlike Jamie and Tim. We're both old men yelling at clouds. But, it's another album I've been thinking. They got, it's just an EP, so it's not like a lot of songs or anything, but there's some different...
Sounds very happy.
Yeah, there's some lighter stuff, some heavier stuff. Not heavier, but you know what I mean. Faster stuff. Oh, there's a Walk Like an Egyptian cover.
Oh, cool. I like that song.
I think I have that. Yeah, it's pretty reminiscent of the original. It's not like way different or anything. A little different speed, maybe. It's crazy how long ago this song came out.
Yeah, and it's a pretty close cover. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of changed the tempo a little bit, and there's some changes at the end, but it's pretty faithful.
But the tone of her voice, I mean.
Yeah, well, the singer does sound very similar to Susanna Hoffs.
Good choice of a song to cover.
Yeah, that I assume that's why. But yeah, that's kind of my musical listening recently.
I would say my musical listening is, but I'm pretty sure no one's going to be into it. So.
Lemonade.
Well, I'm like you, Rob.
It's been all lemonade for you, hasn't it?
Lemonade. Yeah.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. I've listened to this group called Baby Metal. I saw them in concert too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very niche, I would say.
Yeah,
it's basically like J-pop and like metal.
Oh wow, yeah, that is an interesting mix.
Yeah, it's like these like three young Japanese girls, and they have this like kick, you know, this killer band. But I think it's catchy stuff. I like it.
I've been listening to the Evita soundtrack.
Evita? Really?
Yeah, I love it. I don't know. I've loved it since I was a little kid, though. And I think because the Vancouver Orchestra was, or the Vancouver Opera was going to be doing it. And I was like trying to talk my dad into going, but he wasn't interested. He says, I've seen it live and I'm dead. So I've been playing it over and over again just for the fun of it. I don't know why. I get like that, though. Like, I'll.
Mike's playing Baby.
I got Baby Metal in the background. Sorry.
No.
That was like their first hit.
Give Me Chocolate, this one is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's awesome? I also replaced the battery in my phone, so now it lasts more than like an hour.
Oh, good.
Because that was really annoying when it died like every 5 minutes. I can see how this would be catchy.
They have, yeah, it's pretty catchy.
The image looks like they're like three queens from like Lord of the Rings or something.
Yeah.
Has that like the you know, the guys with the rings that fly on, yeah, the dragons or whatever the fuck they are called, I forget.
It was like a really weird mix of people at the, because I was like, okay, I wonder who's gonna be at the show, because,
yeah,
like, who the hell likes this? It was like,
sounds like
really,
you're judging yourself pretty hard.
I know. No, but
I like this band.
It was like just like a weird mix of people, though. It was like there was a fairly young crowd, and there's like quite a few like people probably in like their 50s at least.
How many Hello Kitty persons did you see?
Too many.
Lots, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, yeah, I don't know what to. You definitely have people that were like into like, they were like, you're like Japanese J-pop crowd, and then like your like metal crowd.
That's interesting.
Which is bizarre, yeah, but like mixed together, so it's like very strange. They're like these like old guys in biker jackets.
Oh, really? That is mixed with a J-pop crowd.
Yeah,
That is that's intriguing.
Yeah,
that is intriguing.
Probably had your fair share of like creeper old guys, I guess.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure there were.
Young Japanese
girls,
you know.
Yeah, those guys who watch Japanese, like, hentai and stuff or whatever.
Oh, God.
Ugh, yuck. They probably sit around in gray tank tops that they haven't washed in 3 or 4 days.
Oh. Gross, stop. I can smell them.
With stains on them and, you know.
Oh.
They probably watch Survivor, things like that.
Yeah.
So Rob, you've seen Civil War, I assume?
Oh, yes.
I have not. Michaela?
I finally watched Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is in this movie. So, semi-related.
Well, I watched Ant-Man because I was going to see Civil War, but I just haven't gotten
You haven't gotten there yet.
And I heard that Ant-Man was in it, so I thought, well, I better get caught up. So
better catch
tell
out,
us how
man.
You liked it.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I really, really liked it. Super fun movie. I didn't see Batman vs. Superman, but like from what I heard, just people seem to favor this more than that. But they managed to, it's a pretty big cast, but I think everyone kind of gets their moment. Mm-hmm. Really good mix of like, there's some pretty heavy stuff in this, but they kind of balance it out with, you know, like Ant-Man and Spider-Man are like, you know, kind of like the comic relief.
That makes sense.
Spider-Man, they nailed him. I think they finally nailed him. In it quite a bit more than I had expected. I thought it was going to be pretty small cameo, but pretty decent amount of screen time in there.
Awesome.
So Tom Holland is a great Peter Parker. He's really young, you know, so he's, you know, kind of in it for the long haul. You can kind of tell they're, planning for the future.
Yeah. hoping for a longer run than the last time.
Yeah, yeah. You have Marissa Tomei in there who plays Aunt May.
Oh my God. She is older. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a younger, definitely younger version.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And
you know, Mike, you're getting older when the sex bombs are playing the moms.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know.
Not that moms can't be sexy.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that out there on the interwebs.
Yeah. But there was great like Tony Stark and like, this is not spoiling anything, but like the interaction between Tony Stark and Peter Parker is really good. Which there's a rumor that Tony Stark's going to appear in the Spider-Man movie next year. So that would be fantastic. But I think they finally nailed Spider-Man. Marvel's finally has, you know, basically, it seems like Marvel has creative control over Spider-Man. Sony kind of like, all right, here, save this, which is great. So I really liked, you know, I really like this new version. But yeah, I mean, overall, the movie really, really enjoyable. I mean, I really liked it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I will see it, I'm sure. Dave and I keep like driving by the theater and we just don't seem to get in there for some reason. But yeah. That's okay.
We have X-Men coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, I like the last one, so I think we're. I know,
yeah, this
Connor
one seems
to
be kind of mixed reviews, so I'm a little worried. But let's check it out.
Yeah, I like the way they reset the last one, so we'll see.
Yeah, they're kind of introducing like the new younger cast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's gonna have a different feel. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Who's playing games?
Movies, movies. Oh, two games.
Oh, do you play Uncharted, Rob?
I do. I haven't had a chance to play the new one yet.
I never played the series because I haven't had, I didn't have a PlayStation between, I didn't have a PS3. I don't even think I had a PS2. So, but I do have a PS4. So I was like, you know what? Let me check out, there's some hype for it. So I was like, let me check out Uncharted 4. And I'm probably a third to half of the way through it. And it's way different than anything I usually play. I'm usually big time open world sandbox type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, it's really, I really enjoy it. Like, I enjoy it as a different, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Different a different type of game. But I really like the cinematics of it, you know. And,
yeah, it's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
It's
looks gorgeous. Great. The story's pretty cool. Interesting. And I'm really enjoying it. It's very linear. Like, if you're going into a game looking for something where you can, you know, kind of mold the story, that's not going to happen. It's a linear story. You're going to go where you need to go, and that's it. Right. But
I don't mind linear stories if the stories are really well told.
Yeah, like this one, really, I'm really enjoying it. There's times where I feel the tension almost in the story.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that I like this. It's really good.
You should definitely check out The Last of Us.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick that up because I heard that was really good.
Really, really good. They have the remaster out. So
Yeah.
And it's similar but different enough.
And Last of Us 2 is supposedly coming out at some point, right?
I don't know if there's any kind of announcement yet.
I thought maybe that's just a rumor then.
They had there was like a DLC for that one, but
was there?
Yeah, I don't know of anything about an official sequel yet. I'm sure they will. I mean,
yeah, because it did pretty well. I mean, it wasn't.
It's pretty highly regarded. So
yeah, you know, I've enjoyed what I've played of it so far quite a bit, and you know, I'm pretty decent way through it. So
yeah, I'm behind the game, so I figure like instead of like I could get it. But why pay full price for a game that I'm probably not going to play for a couple months? You know, I might as well wait and probably get it cheaper. You know, so I'll wait and I'll eventually get it because I would like to play through it.
Yeah, I picked it up on Amazon where you get like the, 20% off now?
That perk is amazing, by the way.
That is so
awesome. I think you get 20% off of pre-order and new games, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. I guess that's to compete with Best Buy. They have that program, like a Best Buy club or something like that.
I think that you have to actually pay for it, though.
Yes, whereas to get the Prime so is just part of your Prime.
Well, you pay for Prime.
Yeah, you're paying for Prime. But
you're getting a lot of other things with it.
Yeah, it's not just the video game discount you're getting, obviously, with Prime.
Shipping and the, you know.
All kinds of stuff.
Content and all that.
Yeah, so Uncharted, I'm really, really enjoying Uncharted 4.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to play it.
I may even, well, the other ones, I don't know if they're playable on, they must be playable on PS4.
They have the collection.
Because, you know what?
Collection, yeah.
And I wish I had done this, because when I picked it up at Christmas, I picked up the Battlefront bundle, and I had the choice between the Uncharted bundle and the Battlefront bundle, and I went with the Star Wars one, because I didn't know anything about Uncharted.
Oh, right.
And I kind of wish I had picked those up instead of the Battlefront, because we really haven't played Battlefront all that much.
Yeah, gosh, what a shame. Like, it was such a cool idea, but...
Yeah. I mean, we've played a little here and there, but not like, you know, nothing serious. I think we would have been better off getting the Uncharted bundle, and Connor and I probably would have played through those.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely. I mean, if you like Uncharted 4, it's totally worth, I think, picking up the, you know, you get three other great games, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You just reminded me. Sorry, kind of off topic, but you reminded me with the Battlefront. They're having the Star Wars celebration in Orlando next year.
Oh yeah, yep.
And so I decided to go.
No.
Oh, when's that?
Tickets just went in. It's in April.
Is that Star Wars weekends or
Star? Yeah, the Star Wars celebration weekend.
Oh, okay.
Because it's been in LA and it's in Europe this year.
Oh, okay. Are they having it at Disney or is it going to be at somewhere else?
No, it's at a convention center.
The Orlando Convention Center there?
But it's April 13th. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's not actually
April 13th through 16th, and they just went on sale.
Oh, nice.
So, and you know, it hasn't been in Orlando since 2012, and I figure, like, you know, all the new stuff is out. Like, it's felt like a good time to go, and, you know, who knows when it'll be back there again after. So, like, you know what? I've always wanted to go. So I just decided to go. So I have a couple of friends that wanted to go as well. So, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I... is that... That's just a separate... Is that a... put on... But, well, I guess it would be by Lucas or whoever, or is it just a separate thing?
It's, yeah, I don't think it actually has anything to do with like Disney. Like, it's not in the park. I mean, obviously they own it.
Yeah.
And there's always, there's guests and like they'll have, you know, guests and stuff and panels, but it doesn't, it's not in Disney at all.
Wonder what they'll have. No, they won't have anything open yet, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not by
I think
April.
They're talking 2018.
Mm. Yeah, they might open up maybe parts. I don't know. I feel like they should get it open as soon as possible.
Yeah, because there's nothing left over there. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go into the freaking cantina, though.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to have the cantina. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God.
That will be pretty cool. Yeah.
Disney has become like my absolute favorite company now. Like,
well, they're not my favorite after the past 2 days.
The regular Disney stuff and Marvel and Star Wars, like, they just got all my favorite things.
There you go.
So take all my money, Disney.
I think that's their plan.
I'm angry with them because they fucked up my dining for Thanksgiving. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Nope. But if you're going to charge premium prices, you better provide premium service. That's all I got to say about that.
That is true.
You know, if you're going to jack your prices up crazy, look, I don't care. I'll pay if I get premium service. You're not giving me premium service when I'm paying for it, we're going to have a problem. And I will complain because I never used to, but when you start jacking your prices up like crazy, I'm going to.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. So but I never complain about the people themselves because people are just doing their jobs as best they can. So.
Yeah. Well, I got an email today from my friends at Netflix about jacking prices, as a matter of fact.
What, it go up $2?
Well, it went up $2.
Yeah, it was supposed to, yeah.
And I'm like, that's a pretty significant increase, I have to say. Like, $7.99 and $9.99.
Well,
I know
no,
it's not the end of the world.
But they announced it like 2 years ago and kind of let it roll.
Well, they did say that they were giving me special pricing. And I thought, special, you mean the one we agreed on in the contract when I hired you for your services, that price?
Yeah.
It's not special. It's agreed upon in a contract. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could all just do that, jack our prices for whatever we wanted and there'd be no repercussions? But they do have a lot of competition here in Canada now, so.
Oh, do they?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, they also, well, see, I don't know what their catalog is there, but they are going to be the exclusive Disney streamer, I believe.
Yeah, they just, I just heard about this deal. Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty major.
Yeah, I mean, that's serious because you're talking, that includes all the Marvel movies,
Disney,
right?
Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar. Yeah, every, like, the best stuff.
Yeah.
We get the Harry Potter movies.
So doesn't Amazon have those or something?
I don't even know. We have Amazon here.
Oh, yes, I'll have Amazon, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can get YouTube Red here. Oh, I'm not
that,
kidding.
I bet you could get YouTube Red.
I'm going to look right now. Let's see.
That's just.
I think I looked probably. And it said it was not available here.
Really?
Let's see.
All it is ad-free YouTube, right? Basically.
Well, I guess they're not ready to take our money.
Although there's like some music aspect where you can listen to music offline or something or
without, so actually,
or non-video, I guess.
It's because I had Google Music. I paid for Google Music because it's great service, and then you get YouTube Red free with that.
Oh, okay.
And then like vice versa, like if you pay for YouTube Red, you get music for free. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's the music. That's what they're talking about. You get
Google entire library of music.
Yeah, they wrap in Google Music.
So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
New shows, new features, a new way to experience YouTube. Not available in Canada.
Well,
I'm sure it will be.
It will be. It only really just rolled out, what, like 6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
We've got it in Australia already. We haven't got it. Oh, wow. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, like, it's like you, like, at first you're like, oh, what is this? But then, like, once you watch, like, if other people start to watch videos and, like, the ads are there, like, you realize how much, like, better it is to not have to worry about ads on, like, any YouTube videos.
And how much is it a month?
I think it's $9.99.
I think it's $10. I pay
$8
because it's, like, I had the early, like, Google Music pricing. Right. So I've been grandfathered in. But $10, I think, I mean, $10 is not worth it for just no ads. But
yeah, no.
For the, I think it's worth it for the music alone.
Well, yeah, because you're paying that for what Apple Music is like. The family one, I think, is $15 a month, but the single is probably $10, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it's better than Apple Music. Like they have, you can stream on your phone, on the web. You can download locally. You have new albums the day they come out. Like you basically have everything without having to pay extra for it. It's quite nice.
Yeah, I've been using Apple Music for a while. I haven't really had any issues yet.
Yeah. Does Apple Music have like a web interface at all?
I don't know because I don't really need that, so I don't even think about it. I would assume it does through iTunes, actually. I don't see why it would.
I mean, not to go on an Apple rant, but like, I think what they really could use some web apps, instead of having to install a program,
I mean, I don't know because I don't use it on any kind of computer at all. I only use it on my phone, so.
Yeah.
And because it's integrated with, I got a new car, so it's integrated in the car.
Uh-huh.
So I can just, pull up Siri and ask to play whatever and it'll play it. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Unless it's not available on Apple Music, some things are exclusive to whatever title or whatever,
You don't want to hear those things anyway.
Yeah, I don't even know what's exclusive to what, but whatever I end up, I haven't found anything that isn't available that I wanted to listen to yet, so.
Yeah.
Right.
So that hasn't been a problem.
Mike's going to get the whole Baby Metal album.
Yes. Well, I don't even have to. It's, that was available on Apple Music, and I could listen to it.
Yeah.
No, I only get to listen to Meghan Trainor right now. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. Great. Connor's learning that song, so.
Yikes.
Just listen to that over and over and over.
It's hard enough a couple of times, and I like Meghan Trainor. But that song is just a little, come on now.
That's all right. It's catchy enough. I mean, there's worse things. It could be worse. He could listen to country music or something.
Yeah.
You like bluegrass.
Yeah. No, no. I have no issue with some country music. The radio country is what I'm talking about.
I understand.
Which is god-awful garbage, but... But no, I enjoy bluegrass. I enjoy all kinds of stuff. I guess it would be called alt country or whatever.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff's very good. Radio country, garbage. Just burn it. It's like deep dish pizza of radio is what it is. Complete shit. Yeah. I'm rolling over my headphone wire.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I was going to recommend a TV show, but it's got terrible ratings.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's called The Aliens. It's a BBC production.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't look like it's being renewed for its second season. So I'm really enjoying it. Like, I think it's 40 years ago, an alien ship landed in the UK, and they've put them all in ghettos, and they don't let them work and stuff like that. And there's a guy who's a border control agent, and he gets wrapped up in some stuff he shouldn't. And it's very good. But on IMDb, it's got a 5.9 out of 10. I don't get it.
Oh, wow. That
IMDb is usually always lower than I never really go by that. Yeah. For some reason, like everything is low.
Yeah, and that's only user based.
Yeah. People are dying.
Yeah. It's got a girl named Michaela Cole in it who plays a character called Lily Hot, and I thought it was interesting. Her name is Michaela, spelled exactly like my Michaela, which you don't see very often. And there's a guy in it. He played the Nav in Alice in Wonderland takeoff that they did from Once Upon a Time. He plays the
star. God, that show.
Yeah, that really bad green screen show they did.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, yeah. I watched once and I couldn't get through that show.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the guy who played the Nav? He's got big, like, larger ears.
Yeah, and, vaguely, yeah. I didn't watch that show very much because it was so hard to watch.
He was in Once Upon a Time as well until he got moved over to his own show. But, I think the story is funny and his sidekick is freaking hilarious. I don't get what the problem is here. Anyway, and you, is anyone caught up on Game of Thrones?
I am.
Anyway, the aliens, I don't know where you guys are getting it, but we're getting it on Space Canada, like Space Channel in Canada.
Space Channel.
Yeah, space. Sorry, Rob, you were going to say about Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was just saying I'm not caught up. I just finished season 5, though.
So. Rob just found out that Jon Snow is alive.
I just found out that he
just
died.
Saw him die.
Alive, dead, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's not a huge deal, but like I feel like it was kind of shitty for Entertainment Weekly just to put like on the cover,
just
big picture of him with he's alive on it. Like, really?
Yeah,
was he lying on his back and his eyes were open or something like that. That was the image.
No, it was just the actor. Like, it wasn't from the show, but like, it's just like. I can, it's fine. Like, I understand, like, don't go on Twitter or, like, be careful on social media.
But headlines are fine. Different. I feel like headlines are different. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I happen to get the magazine and, you know, I can't, like, so now I have to, like, when I get my mail, I have to, like, not look at it as I, like, you know, like, come on.
Yeah.
That happened to me with Orphan Black. I unfollowed all of their social media because they spoiled me on their own show.
Oh, really?
And I said, you know, that's a pretty big disservice that you're giving to the writers and the people who have worked really hard on this show. We're on the West Coast. We haven't even seen it yet. And you spoiled it for me. You know, smarten up. So anyway.
How's that been, by the way? I haven't watched the.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love the show so much. I didn't want to get into it while I didn't have enough time. I'll savor it, you know, later.
It's so good. Like, it really is. The skill and the talent of the people on that show is, it's mind blowing when you think about it.
They're great.
Yeah. I keep thinking, you know, like if something were to happen, you know, like, oh, well, I wonder how that is on the set when the actress leaves. And I think it's the same bloody woman.
Yeah.
It's all the same woman.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't even actually, I've heard, because they have an Orphan Black podcast, an official one, that other actors have said that on the show, like they have to like remind themselves that all of these different people they act with are all the same person.
Right.
Because yeah. you can start to like your brain thinks, oh, well, that's Cosima or, huh. you know,
mm-hmm.
that's Helena. Well, it's all Tatiana.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just awesome.
The best thing is when like one clone is pretending to be another clone. And like you think that'd be tough to pull off,
yeah.
but you could still tell it's one character pretending to be
another.
Like it's just it's amazing. Like all the subtleties of each character. You know, even if one like one character looks exactly like another one, but you could tell it's not that character. It just she's just so talented.
I think what they should do next year for the Emmys is they should enter a scene of her as every person.
Yeah.
Like Tatiana as Helena, Tatiana right. as, and just, you know,
nominated for each character.
Pack the category so she wins. Yeah. How that girl did not walk away with statues. Not that you need that, right? But it would be nice to for her to have that recognition when she's so incredibly talented.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially well, she plays so many roles. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
well, and the guy
probably,
who plays
oh, yeah, yeah.
the caster clones too, right?
So yeah. It's probably more of a popularity contest though than like instead of actual you know talent, yeah. unfortunately. But
yeah, it's so well done there. Everyone is just so talented. And I like the direction they took the story this year, too. It's never, like, just on repeat.
That's good.
You know. Yeah. Good arc this season, I think, is going to be really interesting to see.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. Watch Orphan Black. If you're not, start. Start today. Honestly, I cried at the end of the last episode. I don't get that involved in TV generally. And I cried. Dave was like, what the hell is going on here? I was screaming at the TV. Like maybe one too many glasses of wine. Okay. Let's be honest. But I was like screaming at the TV and I was like, no, like this. And Dave opens the curtains between the two rooms. He goes, what's going on in here? Like, never mind. Get out. Cause I don't know why he won't watch it, but wow. I don't know why. And we are watching this show on history called Alone. I don't know if I talked about this before. It's like a reality show TV. Did I talk about this before?
No, I don't think so.
They drop 10 people from all over the U.S. on the top end of Vancouver Island.
Oh, okay.
And they drop them all in 10 different locations. And it's not like a timed contest. Whoever can stay the longest wins $500,000. But they have to be survivalists because there is nothing. You know, they get a tarp and a hatchet and a bit of rope maybe. And they can use whatever washes up on shore. But these are true, true survivalists, these
wow.
people. And some people, like, they think they're real tough and they go out in the woods and they're not scared of nothing and they're going to survive forever. And then the first night they hear a cougar outside their tent, they're calling for help and they're gone. You know, it happens every single year. Like this is the second year that they've done it. And there's just no way to be prepared to camp outside in October in a rainforest, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so some of them, they really, really struggle. Like they have a hard time finding food. There's one woman, she's out there on her own right now. She has MS. And she's,
wow.
like, amazing. She, like, is a forager, so she's doing really well here. But she's also, like, put out her fishing net where there's a mama bear and a baby bear also eating. And, you know, she'll say, oh, let's see, I have a fish. I'll see how close I can get.
Oh,
like,
that's a great
what
idea.
What the fuck are you doing? That is a bear, and it has a baby, and you should get out of there. You know?
Hell yes, so, you should yeah. get out of there.
There were three women this year. Two of them are gone. One of them, unfortunately, she nearly cut her thumb off with her hatchet.
Wow.
So it's like more my kind of survivor than survivor. Because
yeah,
there's no
yeah.
head games. There's no, it's just surviving.
It's a show for younger thinking people, not old folks who like CBS television shows.
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy there who he has built himself. One of the guys built himself like a three-sided cabin.
Holy
cow. One of the women, she built herself like this. They're really going for it.
Yeah.
They think, well, I could be here a year.
Do it that way. I'll have to see if that's got to be available somewhere, I would think.
Yeah, it's on History here, so.
Okay. You
know, that's where we get our history from. We get our space shows from space.
Space, history from history. We don't get history from the History Channel here. We get aliens.
Well, if Hillary's elected, you might get more alien.
Oh, news. Yeah, that's right. We'll find out about aliens.
Can we just say when Hillary's elected? Because the other option is just
I hope so.
Unthinkable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that option's not great either.
No, it's not, but it's better than, you know, crazy.
Lesser of two evils.
Than a crazy, you know, pumpkin yeah. in your country.
Not really a fan of lesser of two evils anymore at this point in my life.
No, I know, but.
Gotta pick one.
For this particular four years.
No, you don't. I don't vote for either party, so I haven't because they are broken, but we won't get into that.
You're voting for the naturists again, are you?
Yes.
The naturalists?
No. Yeah, I do have issues with that party as well because of their wooey nonsense bullshit stances on bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so many people, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Politics suck because in the end of the day, it really doesn't matter all that much. I mean, yay, go vote. Feel like you flex your muscle.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever benefits themselves financially in the long run.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, we have an absolute 100% goddamn criminal running our province right now. I mean, she's like a fucking mafia boss. It's unbelievable. She used to be the union rep for the head of the teachers dealy here. And now she's the head of our province. She's got her kids in private school. And now she's fighting with the goddamn teachers all the time. The teachers are going on strike it's crazy what's going on. And it's like, as a woman, I thought she'll take care of us, you know? Well, I don't know why I thought that. That's sexist and horrible of me. I know. But I thought as a woman, I thought nurturing. No. This woman mocks us, literally mocks us. You know, it's unbelievable. And you're just like, get the fuck out of here. You don't represent anybody.
Oh, man.
My Liberal Party has been taken over by a conservative. So it's like, who do you vote for then, right? Like, what do? You don't like any of the options. You still have to, like.
Yeah, there's always choices, I guess.
Yeah, you could all move to Canada, where handsome Justin will elbow you in the boob.
Handsome maybe, Justin,
if you're lucky, Prince Charming of the elbows. You guys saw that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just say that MP he elbowed should get a yellow card? That was a serious dive. So that's all I'll say about politics for today. We've covered American and Canadian politics now. Time to move on. All right, what else? The Preacher. Anybody watching The Preacher? Interested in The Preacher?
I may watch it eventually. I don't know. I'm kind of burned on AMC stuff right now.
Yeah. The Preacher's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, it was a 90s comic. It was pretty cutting edge for its time.
Right. Like I said on Facebook, Dave told me it was a Seth Rogen thing, and then I was like, oh, shit. Really? Like, Seth Rogen is funny, but there's only so many poop jokes you can hear at any given time,
no,
right?
I hear
so
you.
When I hear his name is associated with a project, I just think, oh, fuck, poop jokes, right? And there's a guy whose face literally looks like an asshole, so I'm thinking, really? Like, in any other context? I'm sure he's from the comics, and in fact, his name in IMDb is Arseface. So... I don't know how he got like that. They don't tell you.
I haven't read a lot of Preacher. I mean, I've read some of it, but I don't recall a lot of it.
Do you know how he gets his arse face?
No. I mean, I don't. I mean, I've probably read like a couple issues just to kind of check it out. You know what I mean? But that's about it.
And he's like the sheriff's son. And in order to feed him, they grind up all of his food and like in a blender, but it's raw meat and stuff, and they don't explain why. just because his mouth is shaped like an asshole that he needs to eat raw meat? There's no explanation for any of it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, fill me in a little. But then, you know, you say, oh, Seth Rogen. And I think, okay, well, there's five other people involved in this project. Maybe one of them will save us. But no, they're a team that has worked on poop and boogie jokes for the last 20 years together, of course.
Oh, God.
You know, they all wrote that end of the world movie together.
Yes,
and that,
yes.
That kind of stuff. And I'm hoping, I have hope for the preacher. I'm praying for you, preacher, that you are good. Because it looks interesting.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty good concept. I don't know. I'll probably check it out. It's just a matter of time. It's not on for another 2 weeks, right? They took off for this weekend, right?
Right. Well, as long as Seth Rogen keeps his poop and boogie jokes and his, you know, boobs out of my TV, we'll be happy.
There you go.
See what happens.
We do have feedback, as a matter of fact.
We do. And there is a little bit of feedback in the group from John Sterling.
There you go. So here's...
John Snow.
Here's Matt's feedback.
Yay, Matt!
All right. Why isn't it playing?
Oh.
Really busy TV season. Let me start.
How about because I had the volume down at WI?
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy, Matt, giving you some really last-minute feedback. I see you guys have probably already started your show. We're right in kind of the middle of a really busy TV season. Been watching a lot of stuff. Obviously, Game of Thrones, really, they've been so good this year. I'm really enjoying the way the show's going. And obviously, this past episode was just some of the best. So, like, you know, the ending is one of those things. It's like an instant iconic moment that, yeah, it's really great. And, also been watching The Americans, which has just been so good this year. I'm glad that they're setting up their end date in place for 2 years from now. It's still so good after, you know, four seasons. It's really good to see that kind of stuff. I just recently finished reading Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, which a book about the 1893 World's Fair and H.H. Holmes, who is like the first serial killer or first documented serial killer in America. Really, really good stuff. I like the kind of the contrast between the two as they kind of ended up playing out like in the same area, really. Like Holmes had his like murder house like in the backyard of the fair. I think I mentioned that I was going to try and do some radio stuff. Nothing to report yet. I will definitely let you guys know when that stuff happens. Don't know if there's anything else going on that needs some stuff. I think that'll be it for me for now. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Later, Matt. Yeah, no, I've always wanted to read Devil in a White City. I remember when that came out. I definitely want to check that out.
Awesome. And you can also check Matt out on Damn That Television podcast.
Yes, absolutely. I love how he deftly walked around without spoiling Rob on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt.
I started to like rip my headphones
You're
off.
You're like, so close.
So I was thinking, Rob!
Oh, that was good.
I know Matt wouldn't do that to me.
He walked a line and it was very close, but did very well. Yeah, no, but it's been a very good season of Game of Thrones, though. I mean, there's enough Game of Thrones podcasts out there if you want to get a full in-depth discussion of that. In general, the pacing has been great.
Mm-hmm. The pacing has been fucking amazing.
Yeah, there's very little down kind of time, I guess you could say.
They are certainly not season two-ing Walking Dead-ing it.
Yeah. They're not hanging out at the farm for a month or whatever the fuck happened. I don't even know what happened in that season.
Yeah,
no,
that was what happened.
Yeah. They're not Dorning it like last year.
Well, there's a fan movement to have them redo Dorne. they're trying to raise money on to make them to redo their own Dorne.
To redo Dorne. Oh my god.
I listen to Cast of Kings and the Cast of Thrones or Cast of Kings.
Oh my god. Can we talk about Cast of Kings?
Yeah, can we?
That show sucks.
If they would stop begging for money for 5 minutes.
No, the biggest problem. That's the one with David Chen or whatever.
Yes.
Holy fuck. 25 fucking minutes talking about spoilers to open the show this week.
Yeah.
I was driving to work. It was 20 plus goddamn minutes. I put it on my phone so I couldn't change it because I was driving.
No.
So I turned it off and put on the radio. And then they talked about Game of Thrones for like 5 minutes and then did a 5 minute fucking ad.
No.
Just quit. Yeah. That's a better idea. Just quit because that was terrible.
Well, the thing that gets me is the constant, you know, they've done a, what are those things called? GoFundMe. If you want to keep this show on the air, remember to GoFundMe.
Well, how about like, do an actual show first?
Yeah. What do you mean keep this show on the air?
You know, it costs so much money.
Millions of dollars. Yes. Yeah, it's millions of dollars. Yeah. God.
Yeah,
it's
and
good
I mean,
thing we
she...
got all that ad money to keep this show running.
Exactly.
And I mean, the girl is Jennifer. Is that her name?
I enjoy her actually.
Yeah.
I just think he's bad. Yeah. Like maybe he doesn't like the show. That's cool. Don't watch it. Like it's okay.
Yeah, if you don't like a show, don't podcast about it anymore and don't watch it. I mean, that's what happened to me with Lost Girl. I just stopped enjoying the show, yeah. So I stopped slagging it off on my podcast and didn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. It's like, yeah, yep. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes. It's okay. No big deal.
Yeah.
But man, this week's I was like seriously, because I usually listen to the Bald Move one. Or they do three of them actually in the week. The instant cast, they do a full recap and then a spoiler one at the end of the week, which is very good. So I enjoy those, and then I listen to the one that Nick does with Jay and Jack, obviously, because Nick has read all the books and he's really really into it. So you get nice in depth.
It's funny. I mean, I've listened to all the books, but I couldn't tell you half of that shit because some of it's like. You're in the garden and it's droning on and you're like, now fall asleep with it on,
And he's very well versed in it. So that's,
I'm actually
that's awesome.
Re-listening to one of the books right now.
Oh, you know what? One I listened to is Stark Raven Mad.
Oh, okay.
It's, I didn't even realize, but it's Philly based, but it's really good. It's like a group discussion of it. But yeah, it's one of the ones that I actually enjoy.
Nice.
I've bounced through a few others that didn't really work for me.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to more than one because it's nice to get a few perspectives on it. But I'm not a fan of the Cast of Kings. That one's hard to listen to.
I've tried. I've deleted it. It's just I only listened to two or three, but that was enough.
Yeah. Rob, if you are going to watch Orphan Black, the official podcast is called Clone Cast, and they generally have an actor from the show on. Same kind of idea as what they do with the Breaking Bad podcast. And
they do one, like one for each episode.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's called Clone Cast. Yes. And it's quite good. So there's, I'm listening to lots of like Las Vegas-y stuff, like Faces and Aces Las Vegas. Do you listen to that one, Mike?
No, because since I don't really go to Vegas anymore.
Right.
I mean, I still catch 500 now and again, but because I've listened to that forever. But
start listening to Vital Vegas. If you know who Scott is, Drunk Scott?
Yeah.
There was a disconnect between him and 500. I don't know what happened. But he started his own show. And of course, he's a guy on the inside, right?
Yeah.
So I think on his second show, he had the owner of the D on. And he's always got somebody really cool on as a guest. So like Johnny Katz, from the Vegas Review is on there.
Geez.
And so he's always got somebody on there that's quite interesting.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
At least listen to the episode where he went out to the kitty ranch, what do you call those things? Whorehouse, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you call them? They don't call them whores anymore, I don't think. Where do whores go? To Nevada.
Oh, man.
And he goes there and he asks, all of the questions that and he goes through all the rooms, you know, the different scenarios of what
God.
And, you know, the questions that a guy might not be all that comfortable asking for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
At a cat house.
Well, that makes sense.
So it's called Vital Vegas, if you want to check that out. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. I enjoy him because he likes his ice clinking in his glasses just as much as I do. yeah. So John Sterling sent in some feedback in the Facebook group. He said that Cooper took him and Angie to see Civil War. He said it was a fun ride, much better than other Marvel sequels. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And he also says The Hills are coming in July. Woohoo.
Oh, that, well, we can't mention that, Jamie's band. But Connie is visiting John in July. That is awesome.
Oh, The Hills. I thought it was like a band. The Hills are coming. Like, woohoo!
Did you know it's the, speaking of The Hills, it's the 10th anniversary of The Hills?
That's crazy.
The TV show.
That's like, crazy.
Holy shit. I can't believe that.
Well, John, I will up you and tell you that I have Moira on Sunday all day to myself. So ooh. There.
So John will be watching a marathon of The Hills. And then what was the other one that came after that?
The Hills was the second
one. Oh, Laguna Beach. He's going to watch Laguna Beach first and then watch it. Wow, so that means Laguna Beach was like 13 years ago?
This is the question for me.
Holy mackerel.
What makes you allow your high school age child to do a reality show?
Well, it was not really reality.
Oh, no, yeah. God, none of it is. But, you know, as a parent, you think, yeah, my 16-year-old.
Well, I mean, they were probably all aspiring actors of some sort.
Yeah. It was money.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know.
It was the money.
Is that how that happens?
Yeah, that's all.
It happens with money. So is that it? Is that all we got?
That's all I got.
That's all she wrote?
Yeah.
Murder She Wrote. Except Murder.
Man, Murder She Wrote. I'm in season 8. It's wacky as hell. Oh, my God. They are...
We didn't get to watch it in Raleigh.
Oh, no, we didn't. We should have. Season 8 is the year of the saxophone, let me tell you.
Oh,
holy
yeah,
shit. It must have been like when Kenny G hit big or something, because all the music is all the saxophones. Like that tenor saxophone or whatever the hell he plays.
Huey Lewis in the News? Or not that kind of saxophone?
No, Kenny G.
Oh yeah,
no.
It
yeah.
is straight up Kenny G music all season 8. I'm like,
no,
whoa, what in the world? Yeah, that is exactly what it is the whole time.
God.
I'm like, this is crazy. All of
Does
a sudden,
John Tesh
like,
ever play piano or it's just saxophone?
It's just saxophone. It's so crazy because it's like this drastic change from like 80s stock, you know, music. TV music to the wacky saxophone, and I'm like, what in the I guess they did it because Jessica moved to New York in season 8.
Oh, well, that explains it,
you know,
you
so
know,
it's got to be a little more upbeat and zesty or something, I don't know. But even though like
zesty this... enough already, isn't she, that Jessica?
Hey, she's the best. Oh man, yeah, so I'm still rolling through that. I mean, it's somewhere in season 8. I throw it on when I'm playing games.
That's nice. I do that with Buffy, but it always makes me cry.
It always,
I always pick the heavy episodes, like
I have
Body.
I haven't cried at Murder, She Wrote yet, I will tell you that.
Have they jumped the shark yet in season 8? By season 8, have they jumped the shark?
I don't know how you jump a shark in a show like that.
Hey, they did it on Happy Days.
That is true. I think the only time they jumped the shark is the episodes she isn't in.
Oh.
Which are a pain in the butt. Well, they tell these gentlemen she's met over time that kind of become the story at some point. Yeah. Because what's her name?
Angela
Lansbury, you know, was not even young at that point. She was probably in her 60s almost, you know. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to work all that time. So she want to take some time off. Like she
maybe
do...
she was off doing Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, she could have been actually around that time, as a matter of fact. So, she took her time off and they did some other episodes. There's one guy who was like a jewel thief who befriended Jessica.
Sneaky.
All I
have
know
you
is,
seen the live action trailer for Beauty and the Beast yet?
No, I haven't.
It looks amazing. Does it? Say. Yeah.
They're talking about awesome. Doing a live action Little Mermaid also.
Oh, I feel bad for those actors already. But I'm really enjoying the live action Cinderella was beautiful, and I'm really enjoying them.
They do really well, apparently. That's why they keep doing them, obviously. But
yeah. Are you excited for Beauty and the Beast, Rob?
No.
Watch the trailer, and then maybe you will be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm a girl, and there's princesses.
And there's princesses.
I don't know. Just a theory. Anyway, we should probably go.
Sounds good. Let me let
the nice
music.
People out there get on with their day.
I got to go to bed anyway.
Oh. Ooh, it's late for you.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
I wish we had a saxophone outro.
We should. We need if somebody plays tenor sax and they could just add some like...
I have a tenor sax in my closet, but I don't know how to play it.
Oh, do you?
It's my grandpa's. I have his clarinet and maybe an alto sax.
Alto, maybe it is an alto sax. I don't know. Whatever the fuck that thing Kenny G plays is called. Who the fuck knows? Nobody wants to pay attention to what he's playing. But it's all over season 8 of Murder, She Wrote, if you guys get that far ever watching it. Which I'm guessing the answer would be no to that. But
no.
And I've watched straight through, too. I've watched every episode. I only have three and a half seasons to go. I'm going to get through it. I've decided I'm going to rewatch. I think I may throw... I think after Murder, She Wrote, it's going to be Lost.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I haven't watched that in a really long time, so maybe I'll do that.
The pilot is so good still.
Oh, I've seen the pilot. Not long ago. Yeah, I've seen the pilot a bunch of times because that's just like watching a movie almost, really.
Yeah, it's so good.
But yeah, I thought about that. I was like, you know what? Maybe after Murder, She Wrote, Lost will be my background TV show. Because yeah.
Obviously,
I've
already seen it.
I did something
I haven't done in a long time. I picked up a paper book.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I haven't started it yet. It's called The Last Storm Lord. Oh. So we'll see.
All right. Well,
I might even crack it open and read it.
since I guess technically we ended the show, we should say goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. Right.
See you. See you next time.
I'm going to stop the broadcast. There we go. All right. And I will stop the recording. Goodbye. Good night.
Goodbye. Good night.
It'll take like 5 minutes for GarageBand to pop up because I have 6 programs opened and a 6-year-old MacBook Pro running them.
My iPad keeps doing that. Like, it's just one of the, they called them iPads a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And now.